Simon & Schuster Audio presents Walking Disaster by Jamie McGuire. Read by Dan Bittner.
Prologue. Even with the sweat on her forehead and the skip in her breath, she didn't look sick. Her skin didn't have the peachy glow I was used to, and her eyes weren't as bright, but she was still beautiful. The most beautiful woman I would ever see. Her hand flopped off the bed and her finger twitched. My eyes trailed from her brittle, yellowing nails up her thin arm to her bony shoulder, finally settling on her eyes. She was looking down at me. Her lids two slits just enough to let me know she knew I was there. That's what I loved about her. When she looked at me, she really saw me. She didn't look past me to the other dozens of things she needed to do with her day or tune out my stupid stories. She listened, and it made her really happy. Everyone else seemed to nod without listening, but not her. Never her. "Travis," she said. Her voice raspy. She cleared her throat and the corners of her mouth turned up.
"Come here, baby. It's okay. Come here."
Dad put a few fingers on the base of my neck and pushed me forward while listening to the nurse. Dad called her Becky. She came to the house for the first time a few days ago. Her words were soft and her eyes were kinda nice, but I didn't like Becky. I couldn't explain it, but her being there was...